Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Pulse Variety Show. Let's kick off with some music today, then we'll get rolling into the show. All right, everybody, let's do this. Here we go.
I've been grinding so long, been trying this shit for years. And I got nothing to show, just climbing this rope right here. And if there's a man upstairs, he kept bringing me rain. But I've been sending up prayers and something's changed. I think I finally found my hallelujah. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Now all my dreams are coming true, yeah. I've been waiting for this moment. It's good to be alive right about now.
I'm going to throw one more out here. I'm running a little bit behind, but just about ready here. So here we go. Sounds good to me. A little Rodney Atkins if you're going through hell.
There's a sign there on your back. Says, I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying, if you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire. Walk right through it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire. Walk right through it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, you might get out, or the devil even knows you're there.
That's right. We're back. Welcome to the Pulse, everyone. Oh, yeah. I just figured I'd kick this thing off right. What do you think? A little bad to the bone?
Certainly.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's us. We bad to the bone.
We're all in trouble.
We are. We're all in trouble. Everybody, welcome to the Pulse. All those in the chat, I forgot to send invites out. Oops.
Uh-oh. Wow, he's slipping, folks. He's slipping.
I'm slacking here. No, I just got behind. Let's see. There was important things at stake, you know.
It was all the sex talk over on 620 Patio.
No, didn't you, Brett?
Right. Mike Leon, hey, welcome. Also, George is in the room. We got 620 Patio. Lola, welcome. Ozman, good to see you, brother. We also got Miss Monica Tick Radio's in here as well. Miss Lucky Me is here. We got Baby Shep. We got Shelby. Miss Susie's in here. Me, Nana Rick, and Baby Shep. I love it.
Mike Leon's in here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's building. It's building. What a great show. The last show that we were just on. You know what? It was awesome. They did. You guys did awesome. Shane, Lucky, you guys actually, you guys knocked it out of the park with that one. Sex talk. That was fun. I must admit. It was hard to, multitask while listening. I was multitasking. I think Susie knows that, but it's all good. George. Hey, George.
Yes, sir.
Hey, George. Right. Hey, why don't you do some intros here? What do you think?
Oh, okay. I guess I can take the floor tonight.
Yeah, why don't you take the floor? Let's get some intros going. Okay. Everyone, welcome George, Mr. Rhode Island Red himself. Let's do it. Go ahead, George.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, polar bear lovers, sex talks, hubbers, and everybody on the panel and in the chat, welcome to Variety Night here on The Pulse. So, let's kick it off with the ladies, and ladies, we'll start off with the person on my right, Miss Herbal Talks, Shelby.
Hello, Shelby.
Howdy, folks. Come on. Yell it. Come on. Howdy.
God, I gave you a good introduction. You give me that.
Thank you. Come on.
Thank you, George. Yeah. Hello, everyone. How are y'all tonight?
Bless your heart.
Yes, sounds hot.
All right, George, go with it, man.
All right. So next to her is the Mrs. that knows the everything around the household itself, and Brett knows it. Miss Susie, the executive producer of the show.
Ain't that the truth?
Thank you. Trying to cool off from that hot show we were just on. Woo.
Well, I told you, don't put that toy in with the silverware.
Sad try thing. Not to.
Yeah, I know. Well,
in the hallway came up, and what do I come out to dinner to? She made hot dogs. She gets
one. There was a sign there for you, Brett.
Is he? All right, George, roll with it.
All right. So this is going to be a first because I didn't introduce her on the panel before here. Miss TikTok herself, Monica.
Hi, George. Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Miss Monica. Oh, God. I love when Monica comes on because she gets all bubbly.
I know, right?
It makes me smile. It's just like, hello, everybody. Glad to have you here, Monica.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm multitasking. I'm multitasking, reporting something, but I'll be back. Thank you, everyone.
She's reporting, all right. She's reporting how to do the salsa for everybody to teach them how to
She figured out when, you know, you share the link on the different, like, X and Facebook and all that. It's sending the link, but the picture's missing.
Really?
She was talking to me off about it. And I found even when I did it, it'll send the link on Facebook, but the picture's missing.
Really?
No, you noticed that happened to me 3 weeks ago. It did that to me. I did that for the show here, and I was like, why isn't that showing it?
See, it was 3 weeks ago, and I reported it, and I said, why is it? I thought it was something on my end, you know, no, but then I realized that it only happened to your show. So I thought it was the size of the picture, but I said, no, because it's not a formatted picture. It's a logo picture that they had it for so long. So I reported it, but then they told me they fixed it. I went and checked it, and it was fixed. So I don't know right now. I'm like, wow, I'm trying to see the pattern. So I think it happens in all the – I share in different apps, and it's happening in all. Instagram, Facebook, and X.
Huh.
So.
Okay. Well, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I see Shane.
Okay, it's,
too.
It's like,
sorry,
it's,
I'm just checking. We're having problems here. Yeah,
are you?
Took a dump. That's okay.
You sound good now.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. It's all right. You can butt in anytime. We were talking about
absolutely, absolutely. Go ahead, George.
Okay, and well, I guess we can announce this person too, Mr. Benson Scott. No train sounds, please. Not right now.
Oh, no. Plenty of them. Give us train, dude.
Got to work on that truck out there. Might as well go ahead.
Right, right. Scott, good to see you, brother.
Nice.
Welcome, brother. It's good to have you here tonight.
Yeah, I think he's exhausted from the last show.
I don't know. I think we're all exhausted after the last show. Shane and Lucky just kind of.
You're tired of people out, Shane. What the hell?
We had to make it a big one.
Yeah, it was a big one. Yeah, I mean,
say that.
And I tell you what, the room was swelling. All right, George, what else you got?
All right, next we have Mr. Perfect, give me a 10, Rick. What's going on, Rick?
Word.
The word? Where did word come from?
Well, I thought it was family.
Let's back that up. How about a little bit more enthusiastic, man?
Give us some word here.
I just found out a good friend of mine has breast cancer.
I'm so sorry.
I sent you, Brett. You know who she is.
Okay. I'll have to take a look. I haven't actually looked at my phone. Let me see here.
Well, you know, the one thing, because there is multiple kinds of breast cancer, that it's not necessarily a death sentence. So,
yeah,
we'll make sure to keep her lifted in prayer and
absolutely
let God do his amazing work.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just got it there. So, yeah, I know who it is now. Okay. Well, prayers going out to her. Yeah, we'll talk about it after the show. Rick, we'll give him a call. Okay.
Don't call her, because
no.
I ran into her other half, and she's the one that told me, and she's pretty much
okay.
Tears, and it's tearing me up.
Yeah.
Along with everything else that's going on in my life, but this one really kicked me right in the ass.
Hang tough, Rick. You got this.
You got it.
Yeah, you got it, bud.
She's a very special person, and just
so
damn hard to accept it.
Yeah, it's tough. No. All you gotta do is keep your head up and pray and everything, and cherish the good times, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and hopefully they caught it early enough.
Yeah.
That
think they did.
Yeah, they caught it early enough, because she's just at the doctor today. So.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
So, we'll keep praying for her, Rick. We're going to cheer you up tonight, okay?
I just jumped on the show here just to say a word to everybody, and thank you for prayers and thoughts and everything.
Hey, you're always welcome.
I just can't do it tonight. Fun.
Yeah. Okay, Rick.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Later, everybody. Have a good night. Love you all.
You too, Rick.
Love you too, Rick.
Family, brother.
Family.
Love, bro.
Well, you know, on behalf of all the women, you know, mammograms aren't fun, but it'll save your life. Go get it done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Don't be afraid to squeeze them titties.
No.
They put them in the jaws of life vice grip.
Yes. Good Lord. I get free mammograms all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to say it. I do.
I know you're not afraid.
Yeah, not at all. No. All right, Scott, man. I wanted to tell you, dude, it was 44 degrees here today and sunny.
Wow,
I think
really?
We may have beat you this morning, Scott. Yeah, his mic just took a shit.
I think you even beat us.
Yeah. Did you? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
It'll be
nobody
bad.
Beat us over here, though. We were around, 55, so.
Yeah. There he is. He's back.
I heard everything you said. I don't know why the stupid pod beam right now.
Right.
How many times has that done that to you for the last
I'm wondering.
You,
that or he was just stepping
just
off to
sucks
have a quickie.
Ass. I just forget which phone I'm on, and if I touch, the phone that has pod beam on it, I just lose everything.
Oh, wow.
Well, last night, Shelby was Let's on see. A test show with me, and we was working fine, right?
we had it fixed, that's all.
Yeah, and then, today.
All of a sudden, it's back again.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he left for a quickie.
That's what Lucky just said. He went and rubbed one out.
Because I heard Susie say it.
Damn you, Lucky!
Wait until our
I tell you. What are you gonna do?
Can't take us to nowhere,
right? Well,
Sonic.
Canasonic. By the way, I'll also throw that announcement out as well. We are proud to announce that 620 Patio. With Shane the Bald Guy and Lucky Me are now part of the Pulse family. So,
yay, congrats.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Pretty awesome.
Thank you so
here.
Much.
I'll give you some clap there.
I need the clap.
Take a crap.
She was given the clap in the last show, so I had to just clap her out. All righty. So, I actually got messages. The last show we did, we were talking about vehicles and this and that. So I'm going to throw it out there. We ended up buying a vehicle in Kansas. We have a vehicle down there. And totally went against my grain. I could say it.
It's sensible. It's sensible.
It's sensible. Yeah, the way you said it, it's sensible.
One's sensible and one's totally crazy. So, hey, we're all good.
So, who was the sensible idea of it?
And does that make you happy? Idea? If it makes you happy, it's good, right?
I'm gonna disagree with you already, Brett, because I know exactly how you're staging this, and I'm disagreeing with you 100%.
No,
he's gonna blame it on me, and it wasn't me.
Because it was my idea. That's the sad thing.
Don't blame it on Susie.
No, I would not. I would not. So to let you guys all know, we actually bought a minivan down in Kansas.
No.
Yes. And not only a minivan, but it is a... what the hell did we buy?
A Grand Caravan.
Grand Caravan.
From lesbian to soccer ball.
Yes, from lesbian to soccer ball.
Good one, Shane.
But
that was
but lesbians are worthless. Soccer moms, you can do all kinds of shit with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why I was saying he was framing this wrong, because he knows I have talked so much shit about his Subaru.
Yes.
And other shit. And this one, this minivan, he already knows. I am a closeted minivan lover. So I am 100% behind this minivan. It's easy to get into. You can haul stuff in it. You can go on vacation. Exactly. You're always comfortable. It has a fantastic ride in it. I mean, easy to maintain.
Yeah.
Cheap to maintain.
Right.
And, you know, when you're driving down the highway, get good gas mileage. When you're driving down the highway, you got that big ass windshield and all the rest of those windows. You can see everything, and it's so fun.
Right, you're right. I never even thought about it that way. It's even got a panoramic. What's it called? Panoramic.
Oh, the sunroof is the larger, like it's like a triple size, basically.
Yeah. It's actually pretty cool. It's their charcoal mystic or whatever it's called. It's black basically. And shit.
It's for you.
I hate to say it, but
I thought all the names of their colors of the minivan.
Hi,
like they
right.
They yes. they were
Hang on a sec.
Okay.
Get on the air with us. Hey, Ma. Can you hear me? Yeah, I am on the air. Hang on one second. It's for some reason.
She wants cookies and ice cream.
Yeah, give her cookies, Ken.
She probably come on. You know, let me Trump see. Steaks. I don't know why. There we go. Okay. Ma, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, you're live on the air with everyone right now.
Well, hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, from Mom. Mexico.
Did you get cookies tonight?
Just give me some Sprite when you're ready, because I'm down to two cans. Thank you.
That's it?
That's all?
That's all?
And I love you.
Wow.
Thanks, Mom.
All right.
Love you, Mom. See you soon.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
So what color did you say the Chrysler Corporation color was?
I don't know. Charcoal Mystic. Something. Hang on, let me look it up here.
Mystic gray.
I think it was charcoal. I don't know. It was give me a second. I'll actually pull it up here.
Because that's not the real name.
No.
No, because in the minivan catalog, they have different names for really? All the colors. Yeah, so there's the regular Chrysler colors, and then there's the minivan name.
Okay.
Like, if you have, like,
well,
the dark...
on the year.
Yeah, if you have the dark gray version, I'm pretty sure it's called Friday Night Granny Panties.
Oh.
Boom. Perfect.
Friday Night Granny Panties. I you know what? You just never know. I'm actually going to look up the color now.
Hey, it's better than the last minivan I owned. It was green.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, was that the GMC Safari?
No, I had a
because that was a nice
Mercury
green.
One.
That was a very nice Hunter green.
Crap! It's
that was like a metallic Hunter green is the one I had, and it was a Mercury Villager.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's called like Mystic Black or something like that.
So it's a gunmetal,
granny black. Probably. I don't know.